Okay, we go through short parshas Va'era, Chodesh Shvat, Shavuvim, Etz Yisrael Chizik, Tavshin Pei Dalidus with Imre Strozbach, Meshkar Rebbe, Lenshul Nishmas Esther Tehila Bas Reb Gabriel Pinchas, Shmuel Yisrael Yab and Pinchas Aaron. First idea comes to us the Rebbe Melech. We said this last week. I had to say it again. It's so special and so important. Vayidaber Kol Moshe Va'Imre Alav Ani Hashem. So the Rebbe Melech says, why does it start Vayidaber and then it says Yochim, Blush and Kosher, you know, and then Vayomer and then Hashem Yukevavke. What's going on over here? So Rashi says, Shadibur also mishpat, asher hikshel da below malam haral malam hazeh. It's an answer really from the end of last week's parsha. Ramosha was saying, Takarash Baruch Hu knew, you told me that we're going to take Klal Yisrael out. Not only do we not taking them out, they took away the bricks and they took away everything. So what's going on over here? So he says, the Rebbe Melchizedek, you have to look at the Medrash. Moshe dvarim klapi maila, ulchay chashe ich shaykh, lamak dvar mazal vashavinu, shemetiach dvarim klapi maila. The Medrash says that Moshe Avinu basically threw so a few tainas on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Rabbi Malach, how can you say something negative about Moshe Rabbeinu? Lamar Heruz HaMazeh was not talking about his frustration. It was because Rak Mitzad Goydo Avisol Sheboy. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, he's talking nonsense for frustration. But then once the Rabbeinu Shem saw that he was talking the Kasha for, and not saying Lamar also because he didn't want to see Jews in pain. Then Layomar Lavan Hashem, Shanis Oyer Lav Midas Harach Medaber Bamirach. But since remember the whole Indian that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying Lamar Hariosa, how could he do such evil? Because he didn't want to see Jews Chayit so in pain. This reminds me of Tefer Shlomo, what from last week. Vayidal Moshe Vayitzel Chav. What does it mean to be a Gadol? Says Rebbe says the Tefer Shlomo. Vayidal Moshe, you know what it means to be Gadol? Vayitzel Chav. You go out to your brother. You go out to your brethren. How about the achdus that we've seen? I saw yesterday, 50 over 50 bags going from New York to Eretz Yisrael.
Excuse me, from New Jersey to Eretz Yisrael. The incredible practice of just one chesed. You see the Moshe Rabbeinu live in Vayit. You see it in Amish. You're seeing it everywhere. Incredible achdus you saw that Moshe Rabbeinu implanted within each and every single one of us. Beautiful Tayyar from the Rebbe Melech and from the Tver Shoma, idea number two. Stick with the beginning of the parsha of Avram, El Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Rashi says, Ve'era el Avos. By the way, you know who Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were? They were the Avos. Says the Orla Shemaim of Meir of Apta. We said it last year, we'll say it again. Ma boy Rashi, ma hosu boy mer el Avos. What's going on over here? We don't know Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were the Avos? So the Orla Shemaim, as the Ramach Mishkav, the Rebbe said, Kosv el Gevaldig el Ozach. He says, at the end of the day, you know what? Avos is not just referring to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avos hu lashon rotzon. Avos is a lesson of desire. Chazam Sofer is the same word. Their ikir is their ratzon. The ikir that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see is ratzon. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see the desire, the will, the passion, the energy. Kadosh Baruch Hu yisra lo yishmei lov. The ones who want to desire. I want to learn. The ones who want to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to reveal myself. Like Gemara says, habol l'tayr m'sayin osa. Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you. But you have to take the first step. Va'era el Avos doesn't refer to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Va'era el Avos, us in 2024, us in Tavshin Pei Dalet, if we want to see the Gilui Shechina, if we want to see more HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we want to see Nisim the flows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see our desire. He wants to see our yearning, our connection, our passion for Him. This is exactly what Rameir after is saying. The Chazon Sofer says the same word. But Chazal say it as well. Habal Atayr, the sign of it. If you come to be purified, you take the first step first. Habalatar Messiah, so Kadosh Baruch Hu can help you with the rest as well. Beautiful idea from the Orla Shemaim, Chasam Sofer, and the Gemara, idea number three. Final idea number three. Previously, Rav Mishra Rav Gera Rebbe quotes the Degel Nach and Ephraim. Agam Ani Shemati is Nachas B'nei Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I heard the cries of Chai Yisrael. And then the Degel Nach and Ephraim quotes Zayda the Baal Shem Tov, who says, what happened? Beginning of the parasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hear our cries. He says, you have to go on. It's going to be okay. And then what happens a few psukim later? Shamat isnachas b'nei Yisrael. Says about Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we weren't just davening for ourselves. We were davening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says you have to look at the Rashi tables of Kelna Kerav Teshua. He says, yeah, look at the pasuk. Look at the pasuk. What is the word? Gamani Shamati isnachas? Just said Gamani Shani Shamas is b'nei Yisrael. What's nachas? I heard they're nachas. Nachas is the Baal Shem Tov, Rashi tables, Kelna Kerav Teshua. I'm not just davening for us. We're talking for you, because when the children are in pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in pain. Imo nochi b'tzara b'shit tzara shchidu, says the Baal Shem Tov. Yimoli Hashem kol mishal sechel, that all our tefillah should be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be filled. We weren't just davening for Agam Ani Shemati, it's na'akas b'nei Yisrael, for our pain, na'akas. what we were truly davening for. Rashi Tevis Nakas, Kel not corrupt Yeshua, that for you, Hashem, please bring Yeshua for the Father, for the Fatata, for the King. Okay, now I could be able to open Kabbalah, your tefillos, because you're not just caring about yourself. Thinking about the Tzara, the Shechina, the Tzara, the Tata. What a beautiful insight from the Dalek of Machfam, calling from the Zayda, the Baal Shem. This is the Baal Shem that writes us a lot of pieces, but specifically, that all our requests should be a Mali Hashem, should be UK, Vavke, the whole world should be Kodesh fully. We don't need South Africa or any other country to say, to put us on trial. We know who we are, and we know that we're being marbled Kodesh Shemam every single day. What a beautiful word. We want the Rebbe Hashem's cover to be fully present and fully acknowledged. And that'll only happen when it's Yudke Vavke. Beautiful word from the Degel. From the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Tzuchus Yagin Aleinu. Okay, so let's review these three ideas. The first idea we said, Vaydaber Elokim, and then Zayomar Elavani Hashem. So Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started off very strict. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was being a lashlegal chutzpahdik. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw why Moshe Rabbeinu was just, he cared for Klal Yisrael. It was too much for him to handle. You know, like the Tefer Shem says, Vayigdal Moshe Vayitzalacha, but becoming a gold was going out of your for Dal and Amos, was caring about others. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, now I can be megal myself to you. I can reveal myself. It's all about achdus. It's all about the love. It's all about feeling for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. It's like October 8th. We're not getting, as much as we're trying to get back to normal, there's no October 6th. We're holding October 8th, holding that onto that achdus, holding onto that fire and that energy. And so you go into a second, the Orla Shemaim, the Ramir Abdel, and the Chosim Soy for both of the same idea. The Ariel Avram, the Yitzhak, the Yaakov, Rashi adds, the Ariel of us. What is Rashi coming to add? Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megal to himself, the one who desires, who's passionate, who feels the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu on October 8th. Like we're feeling Motzei Simchas Torah, we feel that connection to Ribbono Shel Olam, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal himself. Habal Atar, Misayin Osof. You can be afraid, take the first step, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you finish it up as well. And finally, the third and final letter from the Degel Machan, Afarim, Gamani, Shemantis, Nakos, Bnei Israel. Shem said, I heard you cried. Why not Akos? It says about Shem Tov, Na'akos, Rosh Hashanah, Kel Makrav, Teshua. They were down in Hashem for your salvation. Not down in first, but down for the Sar Shechina. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, to be able to answer your tefillah. Like the Baal Shem Tov says, Yimali Hashem Kol Mishech HaSachach. That all our requests should not just be fulfilled. All our requests, Yimali Hashem Kol Mishech HaSachach. Should be Yimali Hashem. That Hashem's name should be full. Should be Yud Kei Vavka. Should be B'nei Ravai Hashem Elkosh. Vayomi Echad Shema Echad. V'zochav Ez Hashem Toshav Kadosh Baruch Hu. Our love and unity for each other. It's just like October 8th. And we're connected. We're committed to each other. Mamish like one family. And when someone else's pain is our pain, someone else's joy is our joy. And to be fully on desiring, passionate, always looking to grow and grow and grow. The Ribbono Shel Olam help us through. And finally, to always to daven for the Ribbono Shel Olam, for daven for the Shechina. And that will ultimately help him. Mashiach Zekinib Ez Hashem Yisbarach. When Chodesh Baruch Hu's name will be full throughout the world. Sorry, Stavos, Kachavos, Chodesh.